When was the last time you did something just for you? Discover your summer essentials with FabFitFun, the best subscription box service delivering full-size self-care and wellness products delivered straight to your door. Their experts carefully pick from top trending products for you to personalize your own box of happiness. Just choose your plan and get ready for the best in home, fashion, beauty, wellness, and so much more. So whether it's the perfect beach blanket, a handy wine chiller, or aloe vera gel, FabFitFun has you covered for all of your fun in the sun needs. You'll get to choose some of the products to go in your box while the rest are a surprise. Plus, you can access other perks like flash sales and new items up to 70% off. FabFitFun is more than just an incredible value. It's me time in a box, all about the brands you love, the brands you will love, and doing something that's just for you. Visit FabFitFun.com for 50% off your first box while supplies last when you use code TALKSHOW. That's FabFitFun.com, code TALKSHOW.
Hey, stupid nerds. Download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
It's going.
All right.
Man, I'm just back home chilling.
Oh man,
feeling good about it.
So you were gone for 7 weeks, you get home and then like literally the next day you go on a little R&R. Is that right?
We went up to Washington to a lake. And it was funny cuz I wasn't walking well at all when I got back. I stayed in bed well cuz we recorded last Monday, right?
Mhm.
I think I was starting to hobble around a bit, but last Sunday I was laid out with the gout. But then Rachel's like, this lake house, it's like two staircases to get down to it, and another three or four staircases to get to the lake. I was like, oh, perfect. But it was good, man. Just hung out on Lake Whatcom.
What's it?
It's called Whatcom. The name of the lake.
Okay.
Whatcom.
Right on.
Yeah. Had a boat just jumping off a boat into the cool lake water, man.
What kind of boat did you have?
It's about yay big.
Yeah. Yay big boat?
Yeah, yay big.
Those are good.
Had a stern and a aft. Mm. A starboard. It had a starboard and a port.
Man,
It was like a little guy, nothing big. You could pull tubes on it, but there was only two of us, so you couldn't do like tubing. You need like three people for that.
That's awesome, man. What's better than putzing around on a boat on a lake? In a boat on a lake?
I don't know, like mushrooms and
fucking.
But, it's pretty cool. It is up there.
Yeah, I love just farting around on a lake. I've never been overly aquatic, but... Well, I mean, now I live by the ocean, so that's cool. But I always wanted to live. I always wanted to have my own.
Doesn't
lake.
Make you aquatic.
Yeah, it doesn't make me.
Now
aquatic.
I live by the ocean.
But yeah, I just every time I'm on a lake, whether it be in a canoe, a kayak, a little pontoon boat, whatever, it's always a good time.
Jet ski, as you've grown to love.
Jeez, jet skis, get out of here. Yeah, I didn't partake enough in. In water recreation as a youth. I don't know why. We had access to lakes. There were lakes all around us. I had a lake across the street from me. All I would do there was I would just hit gravel into the lake with a baseball bat. That was fun.
I mean, that's, that's participatory. I'm not going to say that's an aquatic sport, but you were appreciating the water, the fact that it afforded you an expanse.
Mm-hmm.
Hit rocks into. Couldn't
that
do
really
that in
was
a public area.
That was one of the most fun and like peaceful activities. Like there was about a 2 or 3 year span right before I started driving, probably about 13 to 16, where I spent so much time. We just had this kind of semi-private lake. It was kind of a little neighborhood. We didn't really live in a neighborhood per se, but it was just kind of a bunch of wilderness, but there were a few other houses around, and there was just kind of a communal lake, and it was decent size. I mean, maybe more of a pond, but, you know. And they had this huge turnaround with gravel. Just you drive down there like dirt road, and then there was this big like gravel cul-de-sac, and it's just literally millions of pieces of gravel. And I would just go over there with an old aluminum baseball bat, and just for hours, you just toss one up, swing it, hit it, boom. Just that ping and that rhythm and that cadence. Oh, it was just so peaceful and so much fun. I need to do that.
Sure,
now.
Man. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You could go right in the water now.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to recreate that exact activity. Just hitting gravel into the lake.
Well, let's go get yourself a bag of rocks and a baseball bat, and you'll only look like the fifth weirdest person at the beach in Long Beach there.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Gonna do with that bat. Oh, I'm gonna hit these rocks in the water. Okay, that's all right.
Oh, hit them into the ocean. Be like Kramer hitting golf balls into the ocean. But yeah, that's awesome, dude. Good for you. So y'all had a good time.
Like a driving range. Yeah, it was real easy going. The leg got better. I'm not gonna say I'm at 100%. I haven't gotten rad on it yet, but we rode bikes to went to downtown Beaverton yesterday. Explored some of the local options as far as watering holes go.
Yeah,
found a place called Ringo's.
Okay,
Ringo's, well lit pool hall, kind of a diner, but also a bar. And a very jovial guy. We're like, ooh, what are these sidewinders? We ordered a plate of sidewinders because we had a few drinks.
Yeah,
they're you know what a JoJo is? Are you familiar with JoJo's?
No, I'm familiar with JoJo's.
It's just a potato wedge, but for some reason around here they call them JoJo's.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was a potato product. I was thinking spiral cut homemade chips, like the accordion style.
This place had sidewinders.
Okay.
Which they're like, well, it's a cross between a JoJo and a French fry. I'm like, well, I'm still in the dark about these JoJo's. Give me a sidewinder. And my man behind the counter, he's like, I got it in early since you guys were just getting a little side of these fries. That was kind of them. And we just sat like a couple of teens in the 50s. We just had a little date, split a plate
of
fries.
That's great. Y'all share a milkshake?
Yeah. Well, and now we each had our own individual alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a, you know, nice night out. I don't know why. Do people recognize you, Dave, in the street? You're like, oh, you're Dave.
I've gotten a few. I've got a couple right out here on the sidewalk while I was walking Charlie. I was actually bending over to pick up some Charlie shit, and a guy just yelled out the window, Dave Stone!
They recognized you from behind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, that's always kind of weird, but also flattering.
It is nice. Yeah, there was some guys at one of the bars we went to. Like, you look like a comedian, Kyle Kinane. I'm like, ah, that guy sucks. I just put it down right away. I'm like, I don't know why. I could have just been appreciative.
Fuck that guy. I'm not him, and how dare you for thinking I am.
I gotta shave this beard. That son of a bitch.
Do you remember the time years ago at your old place? We were down at Cha-Cha's or the taco truck or something, and we were walking back, and there was a whole crowd of people, and I got recognized, and I felt like such a putz. Like, I just feel like anybody that would recognize me would also recognize you for the most part,
man,
especially if we're together.
I have no qualms about it. I thought it was fun. Shane Torres and I were at Riot Fest, and we kept having a good time to see who would recognize, like, who would get recognized more. It sounds like a very arrogant thing, but it was just funny because we were, like, jokingly throwing it in each other's faces. Like, see, they know who I am. Well, this guy likes me. But it was just weird, like, Sunday night, and we're the only five people in a bar. I was like, all right, man, I guess, you know, I guess them jokes have been getting out there. It feels good. I just felt like being a fool.
Well, that's great, man.
But, yeah, man, not much. What went on this week? Pretty low-key. We're just chilling in a lake, man.
What else did y'all do up there other than putz around on the boat?
Went into Bellingham. Went by the place where you almost had to scrap with that yogurt ogre out in front of that venue.
Oh, Captain Flip Flops.
yeah, the dude trying to kick his flip flops off in the middle of a fight. Yeah, man, Bellingham, weird spot.
Yeah,
weird vibes. Weird vibes all around. I'd love to do a show there again. Learn how to behave yourselves. I'll say that.
What do you think it is? Why do you think the weird vibes up there? Is it too close to the border?
People don't. I think it's like. I don't know. I know there's like a college element there. There's like outdoorsy type stuff. Not to say that that makes somebody weird, but I think as far as getting outdoor type folks, like, all right, sit still and listen to the person on the stage. It's like they're just not. It's a real herding cats type of thing. And I don't think they have enough of that to know how to enjoy a stand up show. I think it's more of like a live music, sit and hang out with your friends and talk during a band kind of scene. And if you're not familiar with comedy, where it's like, no, you don't participate, you just sit there. I don't think that's, I just don't think they've been exposed to it enough.
Yeah,
I was looking for clubs. I was looking to see what stand-up was going on. It really wasn't much. But yeah, so I'm 0-3 with shows in Bellingham. As far as coming back going, that was a great time. It's always been like, well, we almost had it, and then people were just wasted and yelling at me. I'm like, all right, guys. There's a lot of good mountain biking and stuff up there, and I would like to go back up there for my own recreational purposes. And if it works out that a show happens, I mean, I'll try it again, especially now that it's closer for me to go there. As far as just a straight-up destination, nah, I wouldn't be flying there on my own just to do one show in Bellingham.
That's where we went. Didn't we stop by a hobby shop up there? Was it Bellingham that you were trying to buy another RC car?
Was it? I was on my RC car. I fell off of that kick
hard. Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, man. I got, you know, I still got them here. I was messing around with them, but I got into them bikes, dude. I'm all about them bikes. Or at least I thought I was until I couldn't walk for a while and it was too hot out. But I would like to, I just want to ride some bikes.
Yeah, I get that. I'm always kind of dipping in and out of hobbies.
Yeah, I still got them. I just have not added to the collection there. But it's all right. I don't think it was a failed hobby. I have them. I still have them. now it's about playing guitar. That's the big news. Grand Marquis are playing a show.
Really?
The old band, yeah.
Where at?
Yeah,
With the original lineup?
Original lineup. Brian Peterson, booker in Chicago, emailed me. He's like, do you want to do a show? We're doing a show with Boris the Sprinkler. Which, that's some old Green Bay band from back when. And Jughead from Screeching Weasel, it's his new band. And us, thank God, we're going on first. I think it's October 9th. I'll have more details. I don't know if I really want to tell people about it. I don't want strangers coming to this.
Dude, this is big news, man. Congrats.
I don't know if it is. I really
this
don't know
exciting.
If it is.
This is very exciting. Your triumphant return to punk rock.
Even us at our best, you know, what was the thing that you were the best at when you were 20?
The thing I was best at when I was 20?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Not much.
It feels like the equivalent of like trying to go back to being a backyard wrestler at 44.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it'd be like me trying to go back and play college football.
Yeah, like even 44. The best version at the time is going to be embarrassing for me to try now. But the other dudes are into it. Like, all right, let's give it one last hurrah.
Nah, man, this is exciting. So y'all going to practice?
We all got the recordings, so we'll practice them in our individual homes. Then we'll be back about a week leading up to it. I'll be back in Chicago, and we'll get a spot. But we're all listening to them like, this is just too fast. None of us can move this fast, let alone play this fast.
How many songs did you guys have back in the day?
I think at the end of the career, maybe 15.
Oh, okay. That's good. Got your whole
album.
Yeah,
we were a band for about 4 years.
There you go, buddy.
And we were, but I think it'll be a fun thing to do.
That's, dude, that's super fun. I wish.
Hopefully
I
not had too embarrassing.
I wish I had something like that I could go back and relive.
They don't need you to go on the road with Fozzie at all?
No, probably not. Probably not. But, man, that's really cool, dude. Way to go.
So that's the news there. On top of, but that came from hobbies. Like, oh, I've been playing a lot more guitar now that I've been in the house and been in Oregon.
Yeah.
So when that came through, I was like, yeah, I think I might want to do this. If I wasn't playing guitar at all, I'd be like, oof, yikes, probably no.
Which one you've been playing the most? I know you've got a few, right?
Oh, I mix and mingle.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not good at any of them, but like, oh, this one's like the shredder guitar.
Uh-huh.
This one I do my Metallica songs on. This one I play. This one's more like a technical stuff.
You still got Flying V?
I got them.
Don't you have a Never Flying V?
I got the Explorer. I got an Explorer. I got a Gibson Explorer. That's my shredder. That's what I've been playing the Metallica stuff on. And dudes at Schecter have been hooking me up, man. Schecter gave me these two real nice guitars. And I've been playing those, and I could tell a difference. I'm like, oh, this is a nice guitar. And even though they're not, and now it sounds like I'm a shill for Schecter, but they're not like priced the way Gibsons are, as expensive as they are, but they're just really well-made guitars, man.
Huh.
So, yeah. So I've been playing those, man, and just having fun, especially being back now. Being back in the house, putzing around, bothering the cat. little D pissing on the couch again.
Really?
Going out of her way. Rachel's been putting chairs and stuff on the couch at night, so she didn't go up there. Got out between the chairs just to piss on the couch. I'm like, that's your couch. Fuck it. I give up. I have the couch.
Huh. Yeah, that's pretty offensive behavior. Get a breaker on that.
We took that couch from her. That couch was in the garage. That's where she was living. Now we put it in the house. She's like, all right, I'd pee on it in here then.
You'd think.
I don't know. I'm not an animal psychologist.
Yeah.
Behavioralist.
Yeah, they're weird creatures. They're hard to figure out, those cats.
What's up with your life right now, Dave? What's going on? What did you do in the last week?
Well, I spent the night at a hotel last night for no reason whatsoever.
What is...
Long story short,
there's got to be a reason. There's a reason here.
There was no reason for me to do it specifically, but long story short, Katie had her friend come in from Colorado and spend the week with her while she was at her dad's. It was that time, you know, like I've said before, like every couple months, Katie's got to go over there for about a week because the nephew leaves and the dad can't be home alone. So anyway, And this girl, Liz, her good friend from Colorado, is also kind of helping us plan the wedding. So she just kind of popped in and stayed with her for the week and helped out with her dad, which was great. But then, you know, the family drama with the sister. Whenever the sister's just like a tornado. So, like, whenever you get the alarm, you got to run to the cellar and hatch down the doors.
And your cellar was a Best Western down the street?
Yeah, well, no. So sister was coming in to visit dad, just unannounced, you know, even though everything else, all the wheels are in motion, you know. But she just, the alarm sounded, and they were like, well, we got to get the hell out of here. So kind of as a thank you to her, she still had two more days on her trip. She Katie got her friend a hotel room because it would be kind of cramped quarters over here. And long story short, the friend's like super, I'm not saying this in a derogatory sense, but she's super COVID paranoid still, and she just wasn't comfortable with going to a hotel, and Katie couldn't get her money back, so I was like, well, shit, I'll go stay in the hotel. So I just I just went and stayed at a hotel last night by myself, just for no reason, just so it didn't go to waste. So,
yeah, go butt up some sheets, man.
Yeah, so, you know, and I used it as like a little... writer's retreat, you know. I just lock the door, shut the windows, smoke a little weed, try to write some jokes all night. So it's productive. Worked on some other stuff, so got a lot of work.
Did you write any new jokes?
Yeah, they're not good, but
what do you got?
They're ideas. They're just ideas more than anything.
I got ideas. Let's go over some ideas. What do you got?
One, I was talking about the phonetic alphabet. I was remembering that time that we couldn't remember any of the phonetic alphabet, and I just wondered where the fuck they got Foxtrot. How Foxtrot is your choice for F? I've never said the word Foxtrot in my life. Why is that in the phonetic alphabet?
That's a good premise.
Mm-hmm. There's something
I don't know why either. I'm not familiar either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a dance. It was a dance from back when. Is that why?
Yeah. I'm familiar that it's a dance, but it's just odd that that's your representation for the letter F. You know, a dance that no one ever fucking speaks about anymore.
Like if everything else was phonetically referenced the 20s or whatever.
Yeah.
Foxtrot, yeah. Syphilis, Capone, Penicillin.
I got another one. There's a trend in pro sports lately where there's a handful of guys, pro athletes, that go by that have the suffix senior. You know, so-and-so senior. Okay, well, that's great. That way we don't confuse you with your three-year-old son we've never heard of. I don't understand that. Junior, I get, especially if your dad was a ball player, your dad was somebody notable. Hey, I'm Cal Ripken Jr. I'm Ken Griffey Jr. But so-and-so senior? Oh, okay. So you got a kid with the same name? We're not.
I wonder if it's tax reasons. Like, this is my kid. I'm going to have a lot of money. I do not want to be confused with my kid and the baby mama who will definitely try and finagle something.
Oh, man. So, yeah, just some little nuggets, you know, from small trees. From small seeds grow great trees, I was once told. Yeah, I don't know if these are going to be trees, but we'll see.
Did you just stoned a dude in a hotel room? Foxtrot, yeah. That's a weird one.
That's exactly what was going down. Just stuff I don't understand. Let me write this down.
I got my first I got my first sunburn of the season. Made it all the way till late July. Usually I knock out a sunburn in May. And then I was like, because I have all these bits about how I think people that don't get vaccines are stupid. And then I'm like, why should I be telling anybody? I get a sunburn every year. every year I get a sunburn.
Yeah.
Like, all right. As much as I think, like, yeah, I could see why I'm not a great someone to bestow the point of vaccines being important, because somebody could come around and be like, motherfucker, you get burnt by the sun every year. You know it's going to happen, and you let it happen. Every year I'm like, I just want to get a little color first. Burnt. Every time.
Yeah. Burnt. It's that Irish blood, man.
Just cook. Yeah, just rubbing. I got aloe from the time I was in Mexico and got burnt. Still got that in the drawer. Putting that on there. Felt myself getting burnt too. Was laying there like, nope, it's happening. Too late now. Stayed out in the sun.
Yeah, I don't burn. Don't burn that easy, so that's good. I burn sometimes, but I don't know.
I've never seen you without a shirt on, Dave.
Oh, it's quite a sight. You might see it if you come to the wedding. There's a pool. I might.
Are you planning for this wedding?
I'm gonna fucking Bert Kreischer my own wedding.
I wonder if there's moments like before he goes on stage where he's like, "I just want to leave it on."
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's not for me to judge, but that is bizarre behavior.
I think he might leave it on now.
Yeah.
I think he might be moving away from it. I don't know. I should bother Shane. Shane still goes out with him.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just the sad stripper before going on stage. Like, I want him to know my worth. Show us your tits! Okay.
Oh, man. I've been. I also worked on the dance playlist last night, too.
A lot of suggestions on that Reddit.
Yeah, I looked at some of those. Some real good suggestions. I appreciate that, but it's definitely coming together, man. It's really Parliament, got a lot of P-Funk, got some Ohio players, got some Stevie Wonder, got some James Brown, some Wilson Pickett. So real kind of funk heavy there at the beginning, just to kind of really set the tone. And then, you know, for Katie, we kind of segue into some nice 80s dance hits. A lot of Blondie, some Prince, some Madonna, some Bananarama, Cyndi Lauper, Katrina and the Waves, even some Footloose soundtrack
shit. 80s always win, yeah.
Yeah, 80s are a good time. And then for me, I threw in a little B-52s, some Talking Heads, some Devo. So, yeah, man, it's coming together.
Which B-52s did you go with?
Oh, several. Rock Lobster, that's a fun one.
Okay, you're not just sticking with Love Shack.
No, I threw that in there for her. But Rock Lobster, 52 Girls, song called Lava. Basically, that whole debut album is very danceable, that Yellow album.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of good shaking going on there. And then, little Aretha Franklin, some David Bowie. Yeah, man, I'm really, I never pay attention. As much as I'm a fan of music, I never really concern myself too much with like dance jams, but this has been quite a fun little exercise compiling all these jams. You know, I'm trying to get the booties on the floor, man.
Let the booties hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Techno remix. Techno remix of Drowning Pool. It should exist. If it doesn't already, it should exist. Now that I've said it, now that I've willed it into the world.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, so compiling playlist. Oh, and there's a whole other thing that I kind of forgot about. It's real obvious, but I just kind of forgot that, you know, for my wedding, I'm actually going to have to wear something other than camouflage and Carhartt. So been looking for
suits.
Says
who, though?
Yeah, been looking for suits. I noticed this, Kyle, and I'm 44 years old, or I'm 43. I'm about to be 44 next week.
Buddy. Yeah, when's your birthday? Is August 15th?
August 3rd. Next week.
Yeah. Okay, next week,
about to be 44. I don't think I've ever been fresh. I want to be fresh, Kyle.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen you be fresh. What? You've got it in you.
It's fun, man.
I've never been fresh. I'm always the opposite of fresh in more ways than one. You know, I'm always sweaty and damp, but also I dress like an active shooter. So I need to work on that.
That is incredibly true.
Yeah.
You do look like like you left the armored vest at home, but you're mm-hmm. like, fuck it, we're going through with the mission.
Yeah. Amazon Music. Yes, they have music now. If you're looking for a ready lineup of binge-worthy podcasts plus free streaming music, you have to check out Amazon Music. They've got more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to, including this one. But Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can even go hands-free with Alexa. Get the app and enjoy free listening anywhere on your favorite devices. There's no credit card or subscription required. If you've never tried Amazon Music, what are you waiting for? You're going to love it. Start listening for free today. Head on over to Amazon.com/boogie. That's Amazon.com/boogie to stream thousands of music stations and over 10 million podcast episodes absolutely free. Amazon.com/boogie. Hey, it's me, Dave. Let's talk about insurance. There are hundreds of companies out there claiming to compare auto and home insurance rates. You've seen the TV commercials. You know who I'm talking about. But there's only one who actually does it, and that's Gabby. Gabby Insurance, G-A-B-I. Gabby is the one true comparison platform with fast, verifiable quotes, not ballpark guesses. Use your current policy to find a better policy. Comparing your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, many more, all in one place. You can use your current insurance information to get started. It's free, and they only show you policies that are the same or better than your current coverage, many of them at a lower rate. Gabby can help you. They are there. This is what they do. G-A-B-I. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test. Get a better insurance policy with Gabby. It's totally free to check out, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/boogie. That's G-A-B-I.com/boogie. Gabby.com/boogie.
Well, I'm excited for you to realize this and want to do something about it.
Yeah.
Now, any suit can be tailored to fit nicely, you mm-hmm. know. Are you going to go, like, is it traditional black suit? You going to go with something a little more fun? What's your vibes?
Here's what I'm leaning towards so far. Now, keep in mind, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's why we're talking about it, man. Yeah. That's why we got listeners to help you through this.
I don't know if these are bad, you know, choices or whatever, but this is what I'm feeling, all right? I've been looking at a lot of suits, and I hate just the traditional suit material. It just always seems too flimsy, you know, and I understand probably, you know, it might be more comfortable, but I'm thinking a tweed suit. I like the tweed. It's got some substance. It's got some texture. And I'm also thinking three-piece. I'm thinking getting the dumb little vest.
Yeah, you should definitely, listen, you're going to get married in a desert, mm-hmm. and you sweat already. We should really have multiple layers of a very thick material on your body.
Yeah, that's a great point. But it's just for one day. I think maybe the look should supersede the comfort just for a few hours. You know, I'll have plenty of sweat rags on hand. But
yeah, the jacket will come off.
Yeah. And also, let me
look up tweet. I'm moving the mic. Pardon me, everybody.
Let me ask you if you think this is a decent idea. Now, again, I don't know anything about men's fashion. Okay? So I was thinking about the shoes. I was thinking, Katie asked me what kind of shoes I was going to get. And I was like, well, I was just going to get, you know, whatever. Just dress shoes. Just black church shoes, dress shoes, whatever. She suggested this, and then I've noticed this, but I never applied it to myself before because I don't dress this way. But I've noticed a trend. Yeah. All right, I watch a lot of SportsCenter on ESPN, and sports fans might have noticed this as well. And this is this is the first place I've ever really seen this. Of course, again, I don't pay attention, and it's really the only time I ever see men in suits is when I'm watching SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, they used to sit at the desk, you know, old school anchor style. Now, in the last few years, every time they cut to a SportsCenter host or anchor, they're standing up because, you know, maybe they got to go over to the electronic, you know, whiteboard and do some stuff, or maybe they're showing, you know. Anyway, the new trend in SportsCenter is the hosts stand up. So now you see them head to toe, and they're all rocking cool suits. But I've noticed this cool trend. A lot of these guys are rocking cool suits with sneakers instead of dress shoes. So I was thinking about if I get, like, I was thinking about maybe doing some retro Jordans to match the suit as opposed to some
Air Force Ones.
Yeah, it's the only real sneakers I like. I like Chuck Taylors. I like the old school Jordans. But Chuck Taylors, I like them, but they're so goddamn uncomfortable. But yeah, I was thinking something
I got a newer pair, and they got a little more cushion for the pushing in the bottom of them, but still not enough for a day on your feet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at tweed suits right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at tweed suits for you. It does look very very English detective.
Yeah, and I kind of like that. I kind of like that.
It is a nice
Maybe I'm going to solve a mystery after the wedding.
The mystery is going to be how soon can you get this tweed suit off before you have heat stroke? That's going to be the mystery that you're going to try and solve. You want to have a buffet and you want to wear a vest. Dave, I'm just pointing out, I'm devil's advocate here.
Okay.
You basically want to wear a girdle and then have one day where you could eat everything you ever wanted. Open suit coat, sure. Open vest, kind of a rough look. But you get it for the pictures. You get it. You do the pictures, and you do everything nice, and don't spill anything on it. And then afterwards, you just go crazy.
Maybe that's it, though. Maybe I like the fact that it's kind of a built-in girdle. It's hiding my girth a little bit. Because that's obviously my trouble area. My one trouble area is I got a huge fucking gut. And it's getting smaller. I'm working on it. I've got some goals set, you know, before the wedding. But let's be honest, there's still going to be some girth there in the midsection.
Hey, that's only a trouble area if somebody else has a problem with it. I'll tell you that.
Well, bless Katie's heart because she doesn't. And I think part of my problem is that she's cool with it.
You, Yeah, I mean, we don't want you to die, but, you know, you'd be comfortable in your body. You still move quick. You're still defender of justice. My last thing, I got a linen suit for this wedding I had to go to because I didn't have a suit up here.
It looked great. Might I say and that? And let me say this with a, to quote George Costanza, I say this with a unblemished record of staunch heterosexuality. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
You looked fabulous in that suit, dude.
I felt good in that suit. I felt good. It was light. It's a linen suit, so it wrinkles easy. But now, see, now I'm looking at these tweed suits, and it's got like a large plaid on it. It looks, it's a classy look, man.
They're sturdy. It looks like I could carry my pocket knife with me to my own wedding, you know? A regular suit, you can't carry weapons.
You shouldn't be focused on sturdiness for your special day.
Really? Well, it just... It looks, I don't know, it looks like it could take a beating. Like if I,
yeah,
if
there's, you're not like doing yard work in this thing.
Yeah, but if there's horseplay, you know, if a spirited bout of horseplay or leg wrestling were to break out, I think I'd still be fine in that. Where any other material, I might rip my crotch out or something, you know?
I show up in a nice suit. I'm not leg wrestling. I'm keeping that shit crisp, man.
Yeah.
Part of the thing about being fresh is the attitude. We could put you in the flyest gear, Dave. And if you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
May as well cut out a big hole where your dick is. Let that thing hang out. If you don't believe in yourself when you're wearing this clothes, if you don't feel good about who you are in the clothes, it's all for naught.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something I got to work
on. Tweed's looking nice. November in Vegas. Or Palm Springs, right? I still focus on Vegas. Yeah. No, it's even hotter where you're getting married.
In early November, it's not going to be too bad. I think traditionally the highs, I think I looked, like traditionally the highs are like upper 70s, you know? That's still pretty hot when you're in a three-piece suit.
I'm Palm Springs. Average weather. Well, it goes to about 72 during a day.
Okay.
Or, you know, you might be all right.
Okay.
Who knows? This information might be 5 years old and not taken into account that the world's over. So
true.
But you might be all right there. Okay.
What do you think about the sneakers, though? Because here's the thing. It can't be forced. You know, I don't want to look like I want a pair of shoes and my mom's making me wear these.
Yeah. You know what? I think. Especially if what's the showpiece? You got a plain suit and you're wearing fun sneakers. That's the whole thing. But you got this nice suit. Are you going to want to detract by wearing the sneakers?
But I want to let everybody
that's not
know.
To say,
I'm
that's
I'm
not
fun.
To say. Get you should get yourself a pair. You're getting married and you got a dance playlist with B-52s. Everybody knows you're fun. You should have a pair of old school Jordans anyway for yourself.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get them. Then wear them when you're trying on suits. Those shoes are going to get used. That's a utilitarian purchase.
True.
Some sweet sneakers.
Now.
Or give yourself a reason to get a, not like a dress shoe. I mean, I always like a boot might work, depending on the cut of the pant. Boy, take it from a guy who's been wearing Crocs for the past 2 years to really talk about fashion.
I love boots. The only thing with the boot is the boot might make me look like I'm compensating because Katie's taller than me, which I like. I'm fine with it. But I feel like if I wear boots, it'd be like, oh, look, he's embarrassed that he's shorter than his wife, so he's wearing boots.
Hey, nobody's telling you to put a stiletto heel on there. Get a nice pair of Red Wing boots or just nice boots.
Yeah. I do like boots.
And you could wear those. Again, those are not like dress shoes that you wouldn't wear again.
All right, let me ask you this. My instinct is to go with dark colors. That's kind of been my uniform for a decade. Just fucking wear something black, and guess what? You're not quite as fat as you really are. Ha ha.
Know your colors, Dave.
Is this the time where I stray from that and get adventurous? Do I go Hunter green twill suit or, you know, like a navy blue or you know, some sort of blue or earth tone green or brown? Now, nothing crazy. Like, you know, I'm not going to wear like a full head-to-toe maroon suit or...
All right, you know. I'm on howtowearfashion.com. We're looking at dark hair. What? Wait, well, let's... Oh, dark hair. Okay, hold on. What to wear?
I have blue eyes.
Dark hair. Blue eyes. Men. Fair skin? Would you say you have fair skin?
No, I'm not that fair. I'm bronze.
Olive?
Not somewhere between fair and olive. I'm not quite olive, but I'm not traditionally fair skinned.
Let's go fair skin. Let's see. What color to wear with blue eyes and brown hair? Let's see. Seasons. We're gonna be in the fall, but we're gonna be in the desert. So, this website is not helping me. Men's fashion colors. Come on, I want to help with this. Dark hair. All right. Let's see what we got here. This is all hair color ideas. This isn't like fucking clothing. Really?
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think in this day and age of dudes caring about how they look. Okay, we got some charts. Here we go. Let's go. Charts. Right, shirt colors for your skin tone. Let's see. You got light skin, dark hair. Here's what colors, according to Pinterest. White, that's good on everybody. A teal might look good on you.
What's
navy,
teal again?
Maroon or black?
I forgot what
teal's
teal
like
is.
It's like a darker turquoise.
Okay. That seems
yeah, I remember just trying to be, I remember being like in eighth grade trying to just like, oh yeah, I'm going to wear the, you know, eighth grade dance. Let me get the coolest fashion colors. And it was all just like, it was all for black guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just saw so many suburban kids trying to pull off purple and shit. And it was just like, these colors are like, you never wanted to give credence to the idea that certain colors work on certain people. Because like, I'm a dude, I don't have to care about this. It's like, yeah, but you want to feel nice. You want to look good. It's your wedding day.
Yeah.
Now when I was, before I didn't care, now I was like, I got to go out. If I'm going to go to a wedding with Rachel, I can't look like a chotch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to look nice. Guys with black hair, would you say black hair or more dark brown?
Dark brown. Yeah, definitely not black.
Yeah. You can get away, though, with having dark hair, though. You can get away with a lot of good colors.
Speaking of which, I think I've finally reached the point. I think I'm finally at the point where I have more gray hair in my beard than dark. There's more salt and pepper now.
Oh, man, my shit's just white.
Well... Yeah, but yours was, you know, kind of blondish to begin with, so it wasn't that big of a transition. But, I mean, 10 years ago, my beard was black, and now it's majority, I would say 51% of it's white now. Which, hey, what do I care? I'd much rather be what's a fat version of a fox? I was going to say silver fox, but listen, who are we kidding? But I'd much rather age gracefully and be like a silver-haired dude. Then I'm not going to shit on dudes for dyeing their hair or whatever. Everybody do their own thing. But man, when you dye the beard, it just looks, you can just spot it a mile away. Just no one's beard's that color, dude. You're 50. You should have some gray hair in your beard. Nope. Okay.
Yeah. You look like they, like you're trying to compete with the other salesman.
Yeah.
At the car dealership.
Yeah. It's really lame looking.
Yeah, you look like the oldest Toyota salesman.
But yeah,
what's it gonna take to get you into this new Supra? A different person to talk to me about it. That's what. Somebody else, you fucking creep. Good God! Yeah. I know I'm dredging an old thing, but I like that Toyota North Hollywood that fucked me over with the van.
Yeah.
The salesman there, like, they were dressed like a boy band. It was like shiny suit, like truly trying to, like, nightclub slick.
Really?
Nightclub slick, just trying to move Ford Fusions and F-150s. It was that whole place was just so slimy. It was just so slimy.
Oh. Oh boy, that's funny. That is funny. I got an argument with the owner of the venue the other day on the phone. I didn't raise my voice or anything, but I expressed my displeasure.
Of the venue?
Yeah, it's just this, he's a nice enough dude. He's like, it's this little New York guy. He's like 70 years old. He's got the New York accent. He's like, oh, it's going to be great. And he's also like kind of like his, I can't tell if he's gay or not. I was trying to think of a term for that. Not that it matters, but like Katie and I are always, she claims to have wonderful gaydar. I have terrible gaydar. I know this sounds like performative, mostly because I don't care. But no, I really just, I can never tell. Like Kay's like, that guy's clearly gay. I'm like, no shit, really? Anyway, nice enough little dude, weird little New York, he's a little fella. He's like 5'2", 100 pounds, he's like 70 years old. But he's rocking, he looks like he was in a hair metal band. I'm serious, he's 70, but he's got the old rock and roll, he's got old guy rock and roll hair.
Hell yeah. Is it real? Real hair?
I can't tell.
Yeah, good enough then. If you can't tell, good job.
Nice enough guy, but I don't want to sound negative here. I don't want to bring any negative energy to the wedding. But there's just a couple things like with the venue that we can't do. It's like okay, we can't have a live band because it's in a residential area and there's noise restrictions. It's like okay, I kind of look the other way on that. No big deal. Even though that'd be nice. No parking. All our guests are going to have to Uber from the hotel, and we're going to take care of all that. But, like, you're a wedding venue, and there's nowhere to park. Okay, all right, got that. And it's a beautiful venue, and there's four little casitas where we're going to have some guests staying. And they're really beautiful, you know, kind of old Spanish-style architecture. But none of them are handicap accessible. My mom's coming to the wedding. She's in a wheelchair. It'd be nice if she could stay in one of the casitas. Can't do it. Right. So no parking, no live band.
Put the screws to this guy. Say, hey, man, we could have ADA in here going over everything, or you can cut me a deal right now. What do you say?
Well, and we, I don't want to get into dollars and cents, but like this whole place wasn't cheap either. And then, and I know this makes it sound like, entitled white people, but Katie was like, well, can we bring Charlie? Kaylee wanted to bring the dog. And he's like, no dogs. I was like, no, it's an outdoor venue. He's 10 pounds. No, it's my policy. He just kept going. It's my policy. I was like, well, look, man, I'm not trying to be a dick, but we're hearing no at every corner. And he got kind of smart. He goes, people don't normally have dogs at weddings. And I go, well, that may or may not be true, but you know what they normally have at weddings? Live bands, parking lots, handicap accessibility,
Yeah.
And I was like, and he's like, well, the park, he kept blaming everything on the city, city regulations for this, city ordinance for that. It's like, okay, that might be, but this pet policy, is that a city thing or is that your policy? There's no discretion on that. We're paying thousands of dollars. There's a lot of shit we can't do that we'd like to do at a wedding, and you still can't bring one 10-pound dog on the premise for a day? Can't do that?
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you about all that.
Yeah, and I know that makes it sound like, oh, we're trying to get in an argument over a dog. But it was more the principle of, like, Jesus Christ, dude. I hate it when people just keep talking, they pin it on their policy. Like, yeah, you wrote the policy, asshole. No wiggle room on that? No? Okay, got it.
I think I'd say you're... Yeah, just call him out on the ADA thing.
Yeah, see, I don't even know how any of that works. Like, I don't know if he's covered.
Well, there was that psycho that was trying to pull shit off on all the shows in L.A. because they didn't have...
right.
You know what I mean? They didn't have the what have yous.
Mm-hmm. What was the angle there? There was something more than just it was a disabled guy who was disgruntled about it. There was some weird angle, right?
It was just, you could tell this dude was going to get, like, class action lawsuit stuff to because comedy shows didn't have the hearing devices for hearing impaired people.
Right, right.
But it wasn't like this guy went to one show and was inconvenienced. He was just going to every comedy show to looking then be like, you don't have it, I'm suing you. You don't have it, I'm suing you. It was like clear, and his lawyer was apparently, from what I had heard, was like some dude that just a slime ball ambulance chaser type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was probably his lawyer going, you go to everyone and get the information and we can get this lawsuit going. And it's like, it was like the DeSano's pizza. I'm like, you're going to sue the show that holds 20 people in the side, in the storage room of a pizza place.
Wow.
Fucking good. Good angle. I want to, yeah, let's see how much money you get out of the $5 suggested donation they collect from people every other Friday. But that, I mean, it, that is a big deal about not being accessible, especially when you're like, cool, I'm booking a wedding venue. Mm-hmm. I have, I'm not just making this up. I have someone who's attending in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Can they get into the rest of the place? They just can't stay in the little rooms there?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. It's, she can kind of get around the venue, but, none of the, and she can get into the rooms, but every bathroom door is incredibly narrow because it was built 100 years ago, and it, you can't, she can't get a wheelchair through the bathroom door, so therefore, you know, she can't stay there.
And I wonder if there's like a historic venue,
yeah, probably.
Stipulations that something that's built after this whatever was put into place has to have a certain amount of accommodations, but if it was built before, then you might not. Have any work.
Yeah, and I'm not litigious. Like, I would never, especially for like a one-time thing like this, and that would be different if we were, you know, trying to move her into a condo or something, and, you know, but
Dave Stone don't get litigious. Dave wants to introduce you to his I got my lawyer right here, my lawyer and his five paralegals. I'm going to handle this case real quick. Five paralegals. You've been served.
Man. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't trying to be a dick to the guy, but it was just like when people are just, when you just get such a hard no with like, not, you're not interested in listening to my angle at all. No. Okay. Well, all right.
Well, it's when somebody know, and especially you're dealing with, what would they call that? A seller's, I don't forget, I don't know which one, but like, yeah. this guy's not running low on people wanting his venue.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
you know,
yeah, but so. He seemed offended that I even brought any of this up. He said something like, after I mentioned, you know, the parking and the live band and the handicap stuff, he was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I really like you guys. And now you're coming at me with all this. And I was like, coming at you with what? Like logical grievances? Like, what do you mean? I'm not coming at you. I'm just, you call yourselves a wedding venue, but there's a lot of shit that you can't provide.
Yeah. So. Where'd they park when they were filming Liberace here, when they're filming that movie?
I don't know.
Where'd they put all the trucks and all the equipment?
Yeah. Probably got to bypass on the city ordinance.
I don't envy you, man.
Yeah. No, and I know I'm aware that that's incredibly, you know, petty to argue over something like that. But, you know, Katie did, you know, she had her heart set on Charlie running around, you know, because it's a beautiful venue and we're going to be there the whole weekend. She's like, yeah, I want to bring Charlie. And just hard no. All right.
Yeah, but I've not been to a wedding with a dog before.
No, I get that. I get that. But it was more just the principle of, you know, just... You know, and granted, I'm not paying, but, you know, her father's paying a lot of money, and this guy's, like, telling us no on a whole bunch of, like, rational complaints. You know, it's not like I'm trying to fucking build a yurt in the backyard or anything. Just would like to be able to park and maybe have a 10-pound dog hang out with me for an afternoon.
That's Ojai. You want yurts and dogs? You go to Ojai, Dave. It's not even your dog. Just the venue comes with several stray dogs that will wander into the wedding.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so just a lot of wedding stuff going on. Just trying to check everything off the boxes one by one.
Yeah, man. You're throwing a party for your friends and family. That's what it is.
Man. Gonna have a good crew there, though. Already got some people RSVPing, so gonna have some of the Atlanta gang coming out. We got a bunch of We got a few of the LA crew. Speaking of which, hello Charlie. He's excited. But yeah, it should be fun.
Thought he was gonna get a little tweed suit.
Yeah.
Thought he was gonna wear a little tweed suit and run around.
Oh man. Oh, and I did put in a. We're definitely gonna have some vegetarian options for the meal.
I mean, so don't worry. I mean, how many vegetarians you really got going to this thing?
Yeah, there'll be a few, I would imagine. So, you know, I don't want you to feel left out. Charlie, come on, bud. He's all excited. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I could live off them sides, baby. Don't worry about me.
Oh man. Jesus Christ. Sorry about
Boy,
that.
Boy. Can't believe that mellow dog won't be at the wedding.
You're making me look like an asshole, Charlie.
Can't believe this totally cool, chill animal isn't allowed to run around freely in the desert. Amongst the predators of the high desert out there. Well, that's just regular elevation desert, but
yeah, that's the is that the low desert? Yeah, I guess that would be the low desert there. Man, it's beautiful out that way though. That's still on my bucket list is to move to the desert in some capacity at some point. You know, maybe a second home. Got lofty goals.
Don't you work on a first home, Dave?
That's true. It's a good point.
You got one of those yet?
I'm going to have...
It's easy to fantasize about your second home when you're not even burdened with the concept of a first one.
I'm going to have my city apartment and my desert apartment. I do love it out there, though, man. Mm. I wonder how it would be, though, to live. I wonder what some of the... Other than the obvious... You know, complaints like the heat and stuff, but because you always hear that. You hear people complain about stuff like that, like, oh, you don't want to live out here. It's like, well, but you're here, and it's not for a job. There's no industry out here. I think some of these people, they amp up the grievances, the negativity, so people don't come out there and take up space.
I would do that with stand-ups. I'm thinking about moving to L.A. No, it's tough.
Yeah.
you'll never make it. Go to New York. It's easy in New York.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of the wilderness, did you hear about this guy in Alaska this week who survived multiple bear attacks?
What was he doing to these bears?
This dude, it was the same bear, but the way the article's written, it said, over the course of the next week, the grizzly bear returned to the unfortunate man's camp every night, seemingly in an attempt to finish what he had started. This guy is up near Nome, Alaska, and he's camping at some area where, as you can imagine, incredibly secluded, nobody around. And this bear comes and attacks him in the middle of the night, and somehow he survives, but then... Apparently, every night for the next week, the bear came back. And every night, there was another scrap with this fucking bear. That's crazy.
And is he, like, armed? How is he fending off a bear every night?
It said in the article that by the time search and rescue, the Coast Guard helicopter is the one that found him because they were just passing over arbitrarily, and he had some SOS stuff set up on the roof of his cabin. But it says something about, by the time he was rescued, he was down to two shells for his shotgun. So I guess he was pumping rounds downrange at this bear all week. But it fucked him up. Like, he survived, but he got fucked up a lot. Every night for a week.
Every night. That's equivalent of, like, look. That's equivalent of just looking in your fridge at food you know already know you got for that bear. What's over here? I'm just not into it right now. Looking at the same leftovers for a week. Like, I could, but I don't feel like turning on the stove. It's late.
I know you're out in the middle of nowhere, but at what point do you pull up stakes and try to relocate? the fuck out of the neighborhood.
I mean, like, yeah, that's what I mean. Was this guy, did he have a vehicle? Like, how did he get to this cabin?
No, I don't think he had. If
you don't have a vehicle, you're shit out of luck. I mean, that's your best bet, is that you have some shelter around you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's your, you know.
Yeah.
You got that around you, so.
Yeah, or else how would you have gotten there unless maybe somebody dropped him off into the wild style?
Which also, that is a way that, I mean, I know I have a cousin that's done hunting like that in Canada, where you just get dropped off by a plane and you're picked up a few days later.
Yeah, maybe it was something like that.
But Jesus Christ.
But still, even without a vehicle, I would still at least attempt to, you know, all right, when I survive tonight's bear attack, I'm going to spend the rest of the day hiking in another direction.
Fuck that. Why would you? It's a bear, Dave.
Yeah, I guess so.
If I got walls, I'm staying within those walls.
Man, that is always in the back of my mind when I'm camping, you know, especially in the wilderness area. Maybe not the desert, but it's like, what the fuck am I going to do if a grizzly bear shows up here?
I mean, my knee was blown out with the gout, but I was like, oh, I'm going to go bike ride. I was talking to this dude in Wyoming at a bike shop about, like, oh, where should I ride? He's like, oh, these trails are pretty good, but Grizzly's got a couple people already this year. I was like, all right, well, that's going to change my mind about how much I want to ride that particular trail.
Yeah.
Let me say, one guy was just unfortunate, got attacked. Another guy was like, a lady brought her food into her tent with her. I'm like, well, yeah, that's the one thing they say is like, all your anything with a scent, have it 50 yards away from your tent.
Yeah. 50 yards.
I panicked. I mean, I was hiding my chapstick in trees and shit when I was camping. I'm like, I don't know. Fucking some sort of chapped bear going, oh, God, what is that? Strawberry? Get some of that.
All right, let's talk about Adam and Eve. They keep sponsoring the Boogie Monster because you guys keep buying stuff from them to place in certain parts of your body, and for that, we are forever grateful. Free stuff is awesome, we know that, but free stuff to spice up your bedroom, even better. Select almost any one item for 50% off, and then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Enter offer code Boogie at checkout. You're going to get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, special gift for her, third item you'll both enjoy, then 6 free spicy movies. Do that math, that's 10 free gifts. Plus, free shipping, that's gift number 11. Holy crap, that's BOOGIE, offer code Boogie at checkout. BOOGIE, offer code Boogie at checkout at adamandeve.com. Let's talk about Canva Pro, C-A-N-V-A, Canva Pro. I like to design stuff. I'm not very good at it, but I'm getting better thanks to Canva Pro. Got a lot of stuff coming up that's going to require me to get a little creative, whether we're talking homemade wedding invitations. I got some tour posters I got to start designing. I love fiddling around with this stuff. And thanks to Canva Pro, I don't feel like an idiot like I used to, because they make it so easy for anyone to use this stuff and create whatever you need to create. All right, Canva Pro, it's an easy-to-use design platform that has everything you need to design like a pro. Whether you're a professional designer or just getting started, Canva Pro can help boost you and your team's productivity and creativity. It's a quick, easy, and affordable way to design whatever you need. No matter what you're creating and sharing, Canva Pro has everything you need in one place, including a collection of, get this, over 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, graphics, whatever you need. Plus, Canva Pro comes with time-saving tools that simplify and speed up the creative process. You get all this and more in just one Canva Pro subscription. There's no idea too big or too small. No matter what you're doing, no matter who you are, if you're a student looking to make some stuff for school, crafty moms, entrepreneurs, small business owners, nonprofits, whatever you need, whatever you're trying to design, Canva Pro can help. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/boogie to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/boogie, canva.me/boogie, canva.me/boogie. Ooh. Oh, boy. Well, yet again, we didn't get to a topic. I've got one I've been sitting on for weeks. We'll get to it eventually.
Or maybe you got any recipes? You make any food?
I made some of my chicken tortilla soup this week, and oh, boy.
There's some. I think there's some pictures of that up on the old Reddit. The food on there looking great, everybody.
Of all the things I cook, if I really had to narrow it down, I think that might be the most flavorful thing I cook is the chicken tortilla soup. It's just, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's insane how flavorful it is. It's a good time. I toast all the spices. Now I'm smoking the chicken, so that's adding another element of flavor to it. Oh, man. Got the chicken stock, got the tahine, I got beer in there, lime. Oh, boy. Yeah. Love soups. Big soup guy.
A little crema. You're doing a little crema?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I make a little roasted poblano crema. I roast off some poblanos and some garlic and puree that and mix it with some sour cream. A little topping on there. Boy, a little cilantro, little pickled red onion, some cajeta cheese. Get out of town.
Yeah, dog.
Get out of town, son. Did you get that? I sent you a recipe. Did you get that video?
You did.
Dude, that looks amazing. You should tackle that. It looks pretty low maintenance. The risk versus reward is definitely in your favor on that one.
I'll look at it one of these days. What are they making it with?
It's basically a chili relleno taco. Basically, you just take a poblano pepper, hollow it out, put a big hunk of cheese in there, roast it up, get the cheese all melted, throw it in the skittle, chop it up, and then boom, just make you a taco out of it. Just roasted peppers and cheese taco.
I'm down with that. I'll fuck around with it. One of these days, I'll fuck around with it. One of these days, Dave, I'm going to fuck around with making food. Not today, but one of these days.
One of these days. Well, hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate your guidance in my journey to become fresh. So
try on some colors first. Mm-hmm. Forget about how the suit fits. Try on the colors. See which colors work the best.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know where you get straight-up tweed in Southern California. You might have to go to a fancy... I have no idea about tweed, but... I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited for you to take a little, like... Yeah, I want to look fresh for this wedding.
Yeah, I've never been fresh.
You throwing jewelry on there?
No, let's not get crazy. Now I might do
the top, throw a little drip on there.
I noticed some of these suits, there's some sort of chain thing, monocle chain. There's
like pocket watch, probably pocket watch
type thing. You know, now I'm not above doing that, but I don't need any jewelry actually on my flesh.
I think you're a pinky ring guy. You don't know it, but I think you're a pinky ring guy.
No, I can't pull that off.
Like, think about all your country heroes, man. They weren't shy from throwing a little look at me now.
That's a
look at me now. Throw a little chrome up on there.
Yeah, George
Jones
all right
for myself.
Had a bunch of bling. Waylon Jennings was rocking some bling. Yeah,
I think a pinky ring doesn't have to be anything big. I think it's a cool look. Especially you got big hands, Dave. Pinky, yeah. Like I got little hands. I put on a pinky ring and it just looks dainty. You got big hands with a pinky ring. It's like that's a fearsome look.
Who knows?
This guy's handled some. This guy for a price will handle other people's problems for him. With a tweed suit, fuck, get out of here.
Who knows what this is going to lead to?
I think you mix like old, like 70s country bling with this weird kind of English tweed, 40s gangster thing. And you're creating a whole new look, man. You got this hybrid transatlantic bad boy look that you're going for. And I'm here for it.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's no telling where this is going to lead. So I There might be a whole nother Dave just right beneath the surface, just waiting to come out.
But as I do like getting dressed up, but we got it with the Magic Castle when we started going there and had to start putting suits on and like, but it wasn't like a, oh, I got to look nice for a wedding. It's like, oh, we can have a little fun with how we're dressing up. And I'm like, oh yeah, if you're already putting on the rest of the stuff that's silly, have a good time with it. Like dressing up can be fun. It's something that I didn't think would be fun. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, like old punk rock Kyle doesn't like, oh, dressing up, stupid. Now it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of, it's a fun, it's like when you're doing it for something fun, it is a good time to like dress up and put on a fun, silly outfit. Not even silly in the sense of like, boy, don't I look stupid, but like, let's go a little big. It's your wedding, Dave. Go big, man.
Go big. All right. I think I might go big, man.
I think you should. I think you should.
So I'll keep you posted.
All right. Send me some sample photos.
Okay.
If you're trying stuff. I do it with Rachel all the time. I'll go by myself and I'll be like, this or this, this or this. Always run it by her first. Mm-hmm. She's got a good eye for that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you need that. You need that feminine eye.
Yeah. You go, oh, are you going to get a Stetson?
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think I need any headgear.
Are you sure?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. There's no telling. There's no telling.
But, Stetson with the tweed? I told you, man. Hybrid bad boy.
Oh, shit.
All right, man. I'm excited for you. I like the dressing up.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, man. I learned it from you. Well, I got inspired by the photo of you at your last wedding that you went to, that blue suit we're talking about. It's like, look at Kyle. Bring
look at
it.
A picture of me at my last wedding. the last time I got married.
No, you know what I mean. But I was like, look at that. He's stepping up. He's batting above his average, and I like it.
Hey, it's fun to be fun, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
This should be the most fun day. This should be the most fun day. It's your wedding.
Oh, it's going to be. I think so. If things are falling into place, we're going to have a good time.
All right, man. I'm digging it.
All right, buddy.
Well, let's shut her down. One of these days, this will be the Boogie Monster again. Mm-hmm. Right now, I like it to just say yes to the dress with Dave Stone. I like that's what's going on. I'm all right.
We'll
it's gone food. It's gone food and fashion. Now it's a real. Now we're just Esquire for white trash.
We're GQ.
We're Garbage Quarterly. I like the direction we're heading in here. Now it's more of a lifestyle podcast with two guys that know nothing about fashion whatsoever.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Ooh. You should get a holster. You should get a holster, a bejeweled holster.
Uh huh.
But you just keep like a little thing of tequila in there.
Yeah. Oh man.
I got ideas now. All right, I'll have more next week.
All right, buddy.
The Boogie Monster. We'll be right back.
A podcast network.